Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Do a little day drinking with the Daily Mix Morning Show on the Sunshine there down in Puyallup. They will be at the Red Dog for Sunrise de Mayo from
Sunrise
12 until 2.
Mayo.
Absolutely free. You can bring your dog, bring your kids, come hang out, drink some beer with those guys, and hang out in Steve Biggs' hometown of Puyallup.
Yeah,
it'll be a good time. And again, obviously, absolutely free. So, noon, show up and get a couple cold ones with our friends Steve Biggs and Danny V, and of course, Taryn Daly on Saturday. Okay, do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
That birthday is brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
All of us show us. Today is my brother-in-law David's 37th birthday. Loves you guys. Would love to hear a birthday shout-out from you and his favorite sister. So can he please get a fart, a barbershop quartet face sandwich, and the Dirty Germans talking about he should celebrate his 37th birthday. You guys rock. Thanks from Angie.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Yeah, it's your 37th birthday. Yeah, in Deutschland, we let you celebrate one of our favorite foods. Pretzels. So tonight, you do the human pretzel. You get bendy, and then you make it salty.
Yeah, it's what ends up on your face. Pub busted.
Michelle's Mayday. Can I get a birthday shout-out to my youngest son, Jake? He's 22 today. How about the captain giving him advice for his 22nd year and a Wendy Williams burp part? Thanks again for getting me through the work week and afternoons. You guys rock. That from your longtime listener, Danielle.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Happy 22nd birthday, you know. On my 22nd birthday, me and the mascots got drunk on fermented coconut milk that we filtered through a discarded raccoon carcass. Well, next morning, we woke up in an abandoned train car resting sideways in a landfill behind an haunted oil refinery. Still can't explain it, but everyone's fart smelled like Lysol that day. Oh, then we went to a children's hospital to spread joy. So do what the old Capitan did. Something charitable. For example, I gave my number to a saucy little vixen named Stephanie. But she was an actual vixen. She was a fox. Crunch berries.
Hola and aloha, naked ladies. Sending a birthday request for my homie, Peter D. He's beginning his 55th trip around the big ball of fire in the sky. How about an Oh My God with the F is at bro, a Johnson jingle, and a smell it. Happy birthday, Peter Moon. Peter Mon. That from Big Aloha from Mason. Go Mariners. Trident's up.
Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Oh, damn it, sorry.
All right, guys.
Wait.
What the hell was that?
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BT. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. I believe that's the beginning of C.W. McCall's Convoy.
It was.
You asked what that was.
Hold on, let me go back to it.
No, I'm not kidding. I was just having to rack my brain for a minute. What's left of it? Yeah, that's Convoy.
You know the song, Mike?
No.
Really?
Never heard Convoy?
You've never heard the song Convoy?
But you're a country music fan.
Yeah, I just figured, like...
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
You can be a rock fan and not know every song.
Turn it up. How do you turn it up?
Yeah, man, it's Combo. That's it.
We're going to be able to put this on the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay. Oh. I think we just have to talk over the entire time.
That's all he's doing. He's not even singing. That's why he's probably...
I'm going to sing a little bit, right?
Was it dark as the moon on the 6th of June?
Yeah, who's talking?
Well, yeah, it's talking, man. It's like spoken word.
All right, what do I got here? I like Luke Combs is covering this one, Miles.
Is he really?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh.
He can sing.
Oh. Oliver Chalice, doing security for a living. I used to work in downtown Salt Lake City, and I saw crazy stuff on the overnight that still burned in my memory. One of the funnier ones was when I was guarding a lobby overnight. We had another guard across the street. He did exterior patrols for a separate building. Now, some dude was twacked out on meth or something and screaming at this other guard, fist raised, absolutely losing it. Middle of the winter, and he was shirtless. Well, the guard proceeds to fire off his taser at him. Dude just gets angrier.
Uh-oh.
Rips the hooks out, and the guard went right into the building. Needless to say, I locked the doors to my lobby before the said tweaker could come over to our building. You get some insane people down here, surprisingly. Keep on rocking, bitches. That from Nathan.
Damn.
Here is one from a few weeks back on an animal that I encountered. Now, the way that we phrased the question was, you tell us where you were, what you were doing, and we will try to guess the animal that you encountered.
Right.
So here's one of those. Guys, I was on my first tour of Iraq, 2004-2005. My platoon was conducting a raid, searching for cached weapons. Clue number one, this animal was taller than I am. Clue number two, this animal hissed at me. That from Elwin in Tacoma.
I'd say either a camel or a cobra. Say
camel
cobra.
Or a cobra.
I'd go cobra.
It's not a bad guess. Either way around. Ted?
It's bigger than him.
Taller than him.
And hissed at him.
And hissed at him. Iraq, 2004.
So, yeah, it's got to be a camel.
Camel. Mike, any guesses?
Nah, I got nothing.
It's an ostrich. Six,
oh, damn.
Six of them. The male hissed and pecked at me.
What are they doing in Iraq?
They're just farmed in a lot of different places. They were in South Africa when I was down there. There are ostrich farms all over the United States
and
Canada and everything else. I'm assuming the only place that these guys are in the wild is in Australia.
Probably, yeah.
But I don't know that to be true. All right, let's see here. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. What are you thinking? We got to start with these hot takes, right?
Hot takes.
All right, these are some hot food takes.
Hot food takes.
I did not write them. I may agree or disagree with some of these on here. I think a couple of these we have talked about a lot. Olives. You guys like olives?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Kamalata?
Kamalata?
Kalamata.
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 They're good.
Yeah, I like them.
They're a little
better than black olives?
Yes.
Depends.
Well, it depends on how you like. Black olives, I think, are better sliced.
Yeah.
Kalamata are better
whole. I agree.
Correct. Yeah. What about green olives versus black olives?
Black.
I think I'll take green on those.
Green, whole, black, sliced. I mean, seriously, back to that again.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to a buddy today. It's like, I don't like olives, but I like brine.
Sure.
And I like kind of salty stuff, but I don't know. Olives just have a different...
Do you like a tapenade?
No, because it tastes like olive.
That's all it tastes like, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, if Mike and I go out and he's like, Ted, we're getting a supreme pizza. Like, there's some black olives on there. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
like,
you can overlook it.
It's also good on, like, a bean dip or a seven-layer dip, like a Mexican-style dip with salsa. Any kind of nachos, I think that it goes there well.
Yeah, I'm with you. I remember once we had like a Christmas party, and we were all young, but my cousins were even younger. And I remember them running around, and they all had black olives on their fingers.
Of course.
Because kid, number one, do it. And then adults, I'm like the only person in my family who doesn't like olives, right? And then I remember them all puking.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't care who you are. I mean, they were just eating them like at a crazy pace.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's the hot take on olives?
What'd you call them, Mike?
Kalamata olives?
Yeah, are better than black olives.
Oh.
Not the worst take in the world.
Not bad. Sure.
All right. How about this one? The more rare the fish, the better.
No, not necessarily. Either you taste good or you don't taste good. Just because you're rare doesn't mean it tastes good.
I don't know that I have a whole lot of different flavors when it comes to fish.
The only fish that I believe I've had that's technically maybe considered rare is a sturgeon.
I mean, I don't know if it's rare or not, but that's the most unusual fish I've had, I guess.
I mean, mahi-mahi isn't exactly show up all the time.
It doesn't, but it's not rare. Rare, rare.
Like if you're in Hawaii, it's everywhere.
I love mahi-mahi. I think it's delicious.
It is.
I think I think black cod.
Ooh.
That is the number right there, man.
Right, and that's
cod are not rare.
If you can find sable fish, that is that's butter.
And it doesn't show up a ton. There's one other fish I remember. Me and my buddy, catfish is delicious. You can fry it, whatever. But no, there's another kind of rare. My buddy knew a girl that worked at a very high end seafood joint, and we went in there and she was like, "Try this." And we were like, "What is this?"
Like a red snapper.
I forget the name of it, but I was just like,
Chilean sea bass.
Flaky? I think it was Chilean sea bass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm.
It was delicious, but the price point, like, I ain't ordering it.
Yep.
And if you can ever find it whole on a grill, buy it that way. If they serve it that way, man, that's it.
I mean, I like monkfish too, which is like some people call poor man's lobster. That's how the guy described it.
That's an ugly ass fish.
All right, here's a hot take: cheese on burgers makes them taste less fresh.
No,
it's never crossed my mind.
That's never gone through my mind.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had just a plain hamburger though?
Within the last year.
All right.
One of the last two summers I've had one.
But typically, I go for a cheeseburger. But I do remember, even when I had the hamburger, I wish there had been cheese on the hamburger.
Right.
What's the best burger you ever had, though?
It's like, James, you know, man,
right? Honestly, there's no cheese.
That is
right, true.
But it's also like a cheese pizza. You know, you would go, cheese pizza. But when you have a piece of cheese pizza, you're like, this is really good. So, like, I haven't had a regular hamburger in a while. But I know if I,
but James's are different.
I can agree with this hot take a little bit. It's saying, hey. There's no cheese on here. It just tastes fresher. It's just you.
Just the burger.
The burger.
And your Johnson.
All right, another hot take. Coffee. It's too bitter to enjoy, even with sugar and flavorings added.
Disagree.
I
drink black coffee like a man.
I know. You do.
So do I.
I had cream and sugar, but still, I like the taste.
Well, on the weekends, I get crazy.
Oh.
And, you know, get a latte or something. But generally, during the week, I just drink black coffee.
Now, I will say that there are those that do make their coffee too strong, and that's when it's too bitter to enjoy. But if you don't make, you know, freaking tar, then it's drinkable.
Yep.
Yeah. I would also say good DJ.
Black coffee.
Ham and pineapple are okay on pizza.
If you like it, don't order it for everyone.
Correct.
And that's the one thing about pizza, is that typically you're not eating the entire pizza on your own. So,
don't order a whole.
Now, if we got three pizzas, we got one that I'm just not interested in. So I'll pick from the two. That's fine. But
I won't say where I got this pizza, but Mike and I, sometimes you guys aren't in here, we have pizza talk. And this is how I described it. I said, Mike, I had to try this pizza. He goes, how was it? I said, it was good. It left me a little disappointed. I said, I'll break it down to you this way. It was a medium pizza, and it took me 3 days to finish it.
Wow. Okay. That says sucks. It all.
Yeah.
That's like a Rotten Tomatoes ranking.
Or was the quality of the pizza?
I don't know. I was expecting more.
So you're
were
so
you expecting more because you heard good things?
You didn't want to eat it?
Or you correct. Just thought a better pizza in general?
I just thought the pizza would be better in general. And then, Miles, you're right. Usually the next day I'd have those next four slices.
And a medium took
but
three
I was
days.
Like, nah, I had one slice, you know, watching Defining Private Ryan, and then I decided to get something else.
Okay. Damn.
All right. The boring, less sugar, non-weird, wacky mascot cereals are the best. stuff like Cheerios, Chex, Corn Flakes, and shredded wheat.
Disagree.
I wouldn't put them as best. They're fantastic. I love them, but
they're fine.
To me, there's not much of a cereal hierarchy. I will agree that Cinnamon Toast Crunch sits on the top, but the rest is just, they're the townspeople to the king that is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I go over this all the time. I love Raisin Bran Crunch. There's no mascot, this and that, but when you look it up, it's like one of the worst cereals for you. Yeah.
Loaded with sugar.
Yeah. Mm. Well, like Rice Krispies. They're okay.
They're fine.
But if you make a Rice Krispie treat, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Chex Mix. Okay. Great. If you make Chex Mix, I'd almost rather take all that Chex out of the cereal and give it to the Chex Mix people.
Nah.
Let them put some soy sauce, whatever.
I assume if you own Chex,
if I see a box of Chex, I assume you make Chex Mix. I never think you're actually eating
the only one on this list that throws me off is plain Cheerios.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a honey nut option.
Right.
Right.
But
my kids don't like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to upgrade to a honey nut Cheerios. You know, when they hit that age, man, they're still just down with Cheerios. Right. They do not want honey nut Cheerios.
Yeah, I have a friend. She still eats plain Cheerios, and I just can't move past it.
Yeah.
Because she used milk.
My wife likes plain cornflakes way too damn much.
Ah. But she likes them.
She likes
them. How about Frosted Flakes?
I love Frosted Flakes.
Well, those are great.
And she's like,
that's cornflakes. But you just put sugar on.
Right. Correct.
That's why I like, you know, shredded wheat with frosted.
Hot takes. Raw tomatoes are disgusting. They taste metallic.
If you like them out of a can.
No, I love tomatoes.
I don't love tomatoes, but I can't hate them.
Like the little grape tomatoes that you can get. Like, I pop those things like candy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I going to say it's the greatest thing on the planet? No, but metallic? No. Grow up.
I'm only eating a cherry or grape tomato, one of the tiny ones, if it's on a toothpick with mozzarella.
Okay, yeah.
That's very specific.
No, but it's a good time to eat.
It's a little caprese
stick. He's 100.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's drizzled a little balsamic over it.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't like tomatoes, so generally I'm not going to eat them. But I'm also, look, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm not going to be that idiot that's like, I'm just taking the tomato off so you can eat the cheese.
I'm coming over to your house for appetizers.
I'm okay if you don't like tomatoes, but don't tell me they taste bad. I'm like, screw you.
Yeah, like, I don't like mushrooms. And years ago, I was at a party. Not a party, a get-together.
A gathering.
It was later in the evening. And we were having a fire out front. Somebody said, I got a Costco pizza. I'm going to cook it. I said, dope. Hungry. Then when the pizza came out, I didn't realize they had put all these mushrooms on top. So, like, one bite in, I know there's mushrooms on them, but I'm committed. So I just kept eating the pizza and sucked it up.
Wow.
Yep. Hot takes. Sweet does not belong with savory.
You tell that story like I was in a shipwreck.
Like you're poisoned.
I had to swim 20 miles to shore.
You just spit it out.
Clinging to a dead beaver for my only flotation.
I don't like mushrooms.
And I survived and ate the mushroom pizza, goddammit.
They didn't know the hell they put you through. That's the truth, though. I grinned and bared it.
I got a blue cheese on it, too, or something.
Oh, it's like eating that raw clam.
That's what we need to make you, baked mushrooms with stuffed blue cheese in the middle.
Jesus, man.
With a side of raw clams.
I'll never eat another raw clam.
That didn't sound like a good idea.
I've never. Don't do it. And then, And my buddy goes, don't puke.
Screw you.
Again, sweet does not belong with savory or salt. So I feel like as Americans, we love salty and sweet.
Yeah.
But like my buddy Kyle from The Podcast, brand new episode out. He said when he lived in Australia that the Australians were just disgusted by it.
Oh, stick with your Vegemite.
You talking about like a salted caramel ice cream or something like that?
I mean, chocolate covered pretzel.
Yeah, man.
Caramel, any of that stuff. Huh. They just, in Australia, he was like, they will not mix salty and sweet. It's like a massive no-no.
You got to find the right combination. There's different kinds of sweet. There's different kinds of salty. Like, you wouldn't put
confection salt. The Australians don't care.
They don't care, Mike.
Right, I know. You wouldn't put the confection salt on like a gummy bear.
They're already in tomorrow because they don't care about today.
My grandfather's favorite thing is, so basic, but it's just a plain bag of Lay's potato chips and a vanilla milkshake. And when you put you put that combo together, man, it is that sweet and salty. And it's plain as, but it's great.
This hot take on food, sponsored by a child, box mac and cheese is better than the restaurant version.
I like box mac and cheese.
Disagree.
I think you could like both. I think there's a time and place for both. But
sure.
Some places have really good mac and cheese. Friends can make mac and cheese. I'm not going to take box mac and cheese or shells of cheese over that.
No.
You know what you're getting when you have box mac and cheese. You're having you're tasting childhood.
It's like eating ramen noodles. You know what you signed up for.
This one I wholeheartedly disagree with. I bet you guys, Mike's on my side on this one. They say whoever invented ants on a log should be socially shunned.
Yes.
Peanut butter on celery with raisins.
Yes.
You don't like ants on a log either?
I love ants on a log.
Right. So I'm saying I disagree with this one 100%. It's raisins and delicious.
Peanut butter and celery. Who that means them? Somebody said, these are the three ingredients I have in my home and my kid's hungry.
I was going to say,
I hope this works.
Does anyone in here have raisins in their home?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Really?
You do?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
You keep your raisin hate on that side.
Do you have
of the
raisins?
Table.
Okay. Yes.
You
know? Yes.
You do.
Oh. I literally have them to make ants on a log.
Right, seriously.
Yeah.
Look, I will eat plain celery, but I will also admit it tastes like ass. So they found a way to make it taste better.
Why do you eat it if you think it tastes like ass?
I like celery.
Because I don't mind it.
You got to dip it in something, though. You just munch you just raw dog and celery?
Yeah, I can raw dog
I do, too, man. Yeah.
What are you, a horse? From Meat'em Claw.
And then last on the list, they just say... Mint chocolate is nasty.
Agreed.
It's great.
Agreed. Agreed.
I like it.
Andy's candy.
Stick with your celery, you sons of bitches.
Doggone frozen toothpaste.
Yeah. Turns out it's delicious.
Uh-huh.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream is pretty good.
No, yeah. It is not.
You know what? Yes, maybe I should give it a run again. I tried it once, you know, probably 20 years ago. I was like, this is gross.
Mint chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
No.
Head chef, we appreciate it coming up at 5:08. We will drink a toast for the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, check out at 5:08. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The latest Gen Z trend for commuters is called barebacking.
I read something about it today,
so
I guess.
You might remember the raw dogging that they were doing where they take long flights and they don't like watch movies or anything like that. It's the same thing. It's just like on trains and buses, they're just staring at other passengers.
Well, don't stare at other people, but
it's stupid to me.
I don't see how it's a trend. Like, sometimes you just don't have anything
with unplug.
You.
Sure.
Yeah. But are you staring at other people? I mean, if it's literally to go out there and stare at other people, it's one thing. But if you're unplugged, I go like, all right.
I understand. Right. You're just getting your peace. Like, you don't need to give it something like this yoga thing, man. They're calling it just like quiet time.
Right.
No, there's a reason people are going to go to yoga, dude. Right. Some people just like, look, when I get to work, I'm going to be packed with crap.
Sure.
I just want to enjoy this drive in, relax.
There's a lot
if I'm not doing anything.
There's a lot of drives that I take where I don't have the radio going. I don't have my music going. I just like the quiet hum of the road.
I need to write a book, and I need to check all these boxes. What's the podcast? Can I just sit here for a half an hour?
Well, it's a challenge. No, shut up. It's just dumb. New LED lights have been developed that may make humans seem invisible to sharks while in the water.
Yeah, but they smell you.
Right. They have different methods of detecting your ass.
It's like being invisible to a dog. Like, it smells you.
Yeah.
Unless they mean nose blind.
A light wouldn't do it.
I can walk through downtown sometimes and smell a grill. I don't know where it is.
Somewhere around here.
You know what I mean?
Someone's making ribs.
But unlike a shark, you don't like stop and start circling the blocks. Go.
Maybe I do.
But maybe so you don't know that.
That's a good point. I don't know what Ted does.
Yeah, I hate that too, man.
You haven't been out with Ted on a Saturday night in a while. Like, wait a minute, where's that coming from?
I've seen him walk by like three times.
I get up, man. I walk to the gym in the morning and I'm like, that is bacon. I know that's bacon. Mm-hmm. I know PCC does not make bacon. Where's the smell? That I'm like, oh, Dreamland serving breakfast now.
Oh, there you go.
That's why the whole neighborhood smells like bacon.
I've said before, my neighbor's a little bit older. They have coffee and bacon every morning. And it's just like, that smells good.
Have some of that down.
To be old. Yeah. Have time.
Send over a couple pieces, will you?
Research shows that we notice more good karma in our own lives, but more bad karma in the lives of others.
Of course.
So the bad things that happen to us, we're more easy to write that off as just, this is a challenge that I'm facing, this is bad luck, whatever it is.
Because I don't think we take it as karma, we take it as just more crap.
Exactly. Whereas if something bad happens in somebody else's life,
it's because you did this.
You're a POS.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You hold all this crap against people for no reason. Well, you deserved it. Bad things happen to me, it's just because, you know, it's happened.
Because things happen. And vice versa.
I think really you only think about bad karma happening with bad people. True. On a bad streak. Sure. But typically that means that this is not a good person. Therefore, bad things should happen to them. You justify it that way.
Sure.
If that happened to a good person, someone you love, someone you care about.
It's never karma. Like, man, bad luck.
They had a bad day, bro.
Like, yeah, exactly.
They went through some stuff.
You're right. They're a bad person. They deserved it.
Right. They earned that. You know?
Also, I sometimes wonder if that's one of those things people just say to cope.
Sure.
Well, yeah,
there's plenty of a-holes that are doing great in life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. That don't give an F.
Do not care. We'll screw you over. Like, all right.
Exactly. And, you know, there's probably some truth to that there, Ted. Like,
yeah.
Now I feel better about myself that, okay, something bad happened.
Bad's going to happen to him. Like, maybe, right. Maybe not.
You just hope against hope that somewhere down the road he loses his toe or something like that.
His toe.
Wow.
His toe.
All right. Specific.
Yeah. Oh, man, his ankle's missing.
Does he?
Call back. Thanks to our love of baby-like faces, dogs and cats have evolved to have near identical skulls.
Hmm.
So that to me is not evolution. We've merely bred them to look alike.
We're breeding them.
Right.
You breed things to what you want. It's exactly what it's eugenics.
Right. And then all of a sudden, what people want, they're going to make more of that.
Let's make the ugliest critter we can, and then put it up for adoption. It's not the way business is going to work.
No. You say eugenics?
Yeah.
Huh. It just makes me think of Frank Thomas.
I know.
And Doug
immediately,
Flutie.
That's from my mind.
Not Doug Flutie.
I said and Doug Flutie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just always on. You guys use that?
No.
Do you always have this conversation this loud about that?
Yeah, we're at the driving range, but my penis works again.
And let me wink at you.
Oh, no.
The wink makes it worse.
Big Hurt's back.
Right, I was going to say, my wife calls me the Big Hurt again. I don't know if it's because it airs during sports or old man shows. I can't hear the word eugenics and not think about those two talking to some random dude.
Hey, man, I'm plowing it now.
Also, I feel like that is just a gutsy thing. Just go up to a celebrity who's like in his 40s or 50s, was an athlete, like, what are you taking? I know you fell off.
Oh, damn. Eugenics.
God.
Lord knows you're hurting.
Scientists have claimed to have engineered a new leather made from T-Rex DNA.
That's kind of crazy. Is it cheap? Women will wear it.
All right.
What do we do with this leather? So you can do the leather, but you can't get the T-Rex.
Make handbags.
Or did they make it?
Do you want a damn T-Rex stomping around out here?
Yes.
Did you not see Jurassic Park 2?
We have lions. We have hippos. We have alligators. We have... We have people. There's a million freaking things. The T-Rex at least would be cool.
Exactly, and you're not killing it. It's already dead. You know what I mean? Everything else... They're saying it's a very... It's more durable
leather.
than leather.
Yeah.
It is synthetic.
How does it taste?
It looks amazing.
Right.
And you're not killing animals to get it.
Exactly.
So it makes a lot of sense from that practical standpoint.
I agree. And it's cool. T-Rex leather.
Dude, if I had
what
T-Rex,
is that? T-Rex,
if I had T-Rex seats in my car, I'd be like, dude, anytime you see
how much extra did you pay?
Go ahead, guess.
Like the first wave is the only time that's going to be cool. Like, dude, I got T-Rex leather sheets.
Yeah.
But like 30 years down the line, like, oh my God, is that T-Rex leather?
I know. Look, man, I got it in the 2020s.
You don't have Brachiosaurus? It's all the rage now.
It's been determined that the most dangerous animal in Yosemite National Park.
Sam,
not bad. The mule deer, which have been responsible for more human injury than any other.
Is that based on
car
crashing?
car crashing, people approaching the doggone thing, being stupid.
Oh.
And that's kind of where I wanted to go with this, is that the mule deer is not a dangerous animal. People are stupid. So there's a lot of animals that kind of get a bad rep because of us.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
animals that got a bad reputation. How about ravens? A group is called an unkindness or a conspiracy. People just think they're evil because sometimes they're scavengers and they're known to pick at bodies when public executions were still a thing. And because of that, they're considered the symbol of death. Personally, I think they're pretty well neato. They're highly intelligent and learn easily and use logic for problem solving. Plus, if I'm gonna have my lifeless carcass picked apart, I'd rather let the ravens ravage me than wait for a vulture to swoop in and dry gulch my bones. Plus, vultures look like a limp penis with wings.
It's time to take off the leash!
Well, the pictures of the Baltimore Ravens.
Public execution. Lamar's out there.
We eat that eyeball, dog.
So we've got 10 animals that that get a bad reputation. Pigeons bottom out the list there. Pigeons get a bad reputation, often considered pests due to their droppings and sometimes aggressive behavior.
Well, because they live with us.
Pigeons are still a part of many urban ecosystems and play a role in seed dispersal.
And delicious.
You had pigeon?
Squab. We all did. Yeah. Germany.
Oh.
We all had everybody. Everybody. That was the finale. That was a it was a dessert.
I wasn't there, Miles.
Yeah.
Everybody. It was delicious, Mike.
I'm sure it was. Good old squab. I agree, though. Pigeons are weird.
They just live where we live.
They're not
keep
real.
Feeding them.
Then what'd you eat?
Well, I know. But it was Germany.
Okay.
So they just call it that.
They just call it squab. All right.
Again, pigeon is eaten all over the world. I don't know why we don't eat it in the States.
It's plentiful.
Right?
Squirrels and pigeons, man.
And you can imagine, like,
I still want to eat squirrel.
You said you would not?
I want to. Diet to. I heard it's greasy.
You're dying.
Like, do you make
I heard it's greasy.
Do you make, like, little squirrel steaks, or do you, like, put it into a stew? What do you do?
Well, you can put it in a stew, or you can chop them up in pieces and then fry them.
All right.
Nuggets?
I want to eat his little legs.
Squirrel nuggets.
Miles, you've had squirrel.
Sure.
How is it?
It's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's serious. It's not gamey. It's good.
We should eat more.
You don't have to soak it in salt water, brine it, anything like
you
that.
You don't need to save it or
nothing.
Well,
to get the gaminess out, I mean, you know what venison tastes like. It tastes gamey. Squirrel does not have that. Bear has that.
Mm-hmm. Elk has
squirrel
that.
Squirrel does not.
Moose was gamey.
All right.
But I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of states where you can hunt squirrel all year round, and that's just what people do.
Nice.
I think the two least gamey things are elk and probably squirrel.
Okay.
Turtle.
Meant moose, right. Elk is good. I like elk.
And bullwinkle would taste good, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Rabbit's delicious, too.
Oh, I believe that. 10 animals that get a bad reputation. It's the bug that'll shut down a lot of restaurants.
Cockroaches.
Often seen as pests and symbols of filth, cockroaches are actually quite resilient and play a role in decomposition and nutrient cycling.
Yeah, we just don't want to see them.
Right, they're just nasty.
Like, if you just did whatever it is you do and I had no idea you were there, I'm cool.
Right. Everything, for the most part, things serve a purpose here within an ecosystem. So everything kind of has its own spot.
It's like a spider. You know the saying, man, it reduces insects. I'm like, well, not the one I just hit with my shoe.
Exactly.
What's the difference between a cockroach and a roach?
There's actually like 12 different species of roach.
One you smoke, the other's a bug.
All right.
They're like, what is that? Look at that guy right there. You know what he should be called? Look at that. You ever see a bug like that?
BD mentioned it. Vultures. Known as scavengers, vultures are often seen as dirty or even evil,
because they're ugly.
Right. However, they are essential for cleaning up carcasses and preventing the spread of diseases, and that's why they are seen as dirty. That is why they're seen as evil, is because they prey on the dead.
Sure.
They benefit from you being dead.
Well, yeah.
At the end of the day, like, does that make them parasites? No, parasites.
No, parasites need you to be alive.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of animals that prey on dead animals.
Absolutely.
Like, don't we kind of?
Yes.
Like, I don't go out and hunt.
Right.
Wow. Somebody's already killed it. It's at the store, and I go, all right, sweet. I'm going to get a steak.
Exactly. And if you were starving and you found a carcass on the side of the road, like, oh, we can probably fry that up.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, again, sorry, Miles, but I mean, West Virginia does have, like, an annual roadkill
cook-off.
Yeah. That's scavenger. You bet.
Also, they have rules on the books that say you can take roadkill home.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, and you can eat it. Basically, you hit a deer. It's out of season. you can put that deer on top of your car. Normally,
a how many people try to floor a deer?
Well, no, normally, time a police officer would pull you over and go, "You're hunting illegally."
Oh, right. Gotcha.
So to avoid all that crap, they can say, "Like, look, man,
as long as there's tire marks on it, you're good."
Exactly. Pretty much,
dude. I remember we had a guy show up to our bar that I worked at once.
He's like, "You got to come outside." Same thing. He just had a deer that he had hit. We were like, "What are you doing with these?" He's like, "Well, I'm gonna take it home and eat it." All right.
Well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes they're hot. So if they're hot, you can't really do anything with it.
10 animals that get a bad reputation. Ted's favorite, snakes. Often depicted as deadly predators, snakes are actually more likely to avoid humans and are more likely to be prey for other animals. Many snake species are beneficial to ecosystems.
Okay, sure.
Stay out of my damn yard.
Those badgers in eastern Washington are alive on rattlesnakes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all they do is hunt and snakes.
I mean, if you're not venomous and you're not like a pit viper, I guess I get it, right? It's like in medicine where you have the snake in there.
Sure.
But also, like, I read the Bible. If it wasn't for snakes, we wouldn't be born with original sin.
Damn right, man.
Thanks, snakes.
You blame the snake because a woman listened to a talking snake.
Yes. Yeah. Women will listen to anything.
But you like apples.
Well, yeah.
They said, don't eat the apple.
Well, there's other apples.
Granny.
It's not about the apple. It was the fruit of the tree of knowledge. That was the whole bit.
Correct. It just happened to be an apple.
Right.
And what was the knowledge? You effed up.
So you're saying that the apple tree is now no knowledge.
Knowledge list.
It was the knowledge of good and evil. It wasn't about the apple. The steak wasn't like, hey, look at this tasty apple. He was like, nah, man, you want this because now you know stuff.
Right. It was like a test. Right? Like
taking your shopping cart and putting it in the right place at the grocery store. You can or you can't. It doesn't matter. It's not illegal. Just will you do it or will you not?
Right. Well, like, I could send you to a brothel and be like, listen, you could look at it, you could smell them, just don't have sex with one of the workers.
Gonna be disappointed, coach.
At the brothel, right? That's the only rule.
Right.
And then you went down there and were like, well, I don't know. She convinced, a snake convinced me to have sex with her. Well, yeah.
But it's a brothel.
Right. She knew better.
But it's a apple
just
tree.
Just stay out the brothel. That's all you gotta do. Just stay out the damn brothel.
I'm not going to go to a brothel. I'm not going to pay to have sex with somebody.
Well, don't go to the brothel at all.
What do you mean?
It's just there. Let it be there. Leave it alone.
The creepy guy on the inside? Like,
10 animals that get a bad reputation. Steve's favorite, spiders show up on the list.
Yeah.
Often feared for their potential venom and webs that they spin.
That's not it.
Most spiders are not venomous or dangerous to humans, and they play an important role in controlling insect populations.
I know that. I understand.
So you wake up in the morning and go, ooh, I got one.
I appreciate that. Just stay out of my home. Stay out of my home. That's it.
Get out of my home.
Do your thing. Get out of my home.
Skunks, which I'm okay if they don't show up, but known for their pungent spray, skunks are often considered aggressive and dangerous, which they are. However, they primarily use their spray as a defense mechanism and are generally not aggressive towards humans.
I like their whole thing, man. Look, it's not about biting you or scratching you. I'm just going to make you smell bad.
Take that.
Bad. And that's my defense.
They really are. Like, if you were an animal, Steve, you would be a skunk. Like,
you think so?
Take that.
But look, you don't want to do this. Hey, dude, I'm not saying hand to hand you couldn't take me. What I'm telling you is, it ain't worth your time.
Hyenas show up on the list. Often portrayed as scavengers and pests, hyenas are actually skilled hunters and play a crucial role in maintaining ecological balance. They help control the populations of prey animals and scavenge carcasses, preventing the spread of disease.
Mm-hmm. I've got pictures of them pooping. I took more pictures of hyenas pooping.
You would take a picture of a hyena just
big squat, man.
Backing one out.
You know what the thing is? They won't look you in the eye, too. So, like, they always turn their head. Like, I was just like, hey, buddy, come here.
No, come on, man. Leave me alone.
They really do. They
I'm uncomfortable.
They turn their head like they don't. You're not there now.
Who's the weirdo?
I'm pooping.
The high industry. Predator in the Serengeti. Let's take a picture of me pooping. Yep. All right, OnlyFans, calm down.
Sharks show up on the list. Known as armed and dangerous predators, sharks are actually responsible for relatively few human deaths compared to other animals like mosquitoes. Well, duh. Many shark species play important roles in marine ecosystems, according to Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Sure. They definitely do.
And then this is the last animal, the number one animal that gets a bad reputation, the only flying rodent.
Joan Jett.
Bats.
Bam!
Oh my God. Often portrayed as blind, bloodthirsty, and likely to attack your hair. Bats are actually vital for ecosystems. They help pollinate plants and control insect populations.
All right, I didn't know that.
There you go. Well, now you do. The more you know.
That's what Batman does.
Police in Canada arrested a man that was drunk in public but found something troubling when they brought him back to their car.
What was the troubling thing?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks of Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And today we toast an unnamed 29-year-old man from Zamboanga, Sibigay, Philippines. I actually practiced that earlier, and I bet you I still said it wrong. Anyway, our honoree, he was visiting the Cambug Mangrove Park and Wetland Zoo with a couple of friends when he decided that he wanted a selfie with a sculpture of a crocodile. Now, of course, the sculpture wasn't readily available to the public, so our honoree, he climbed a chain link fence, wandered through a shallow pool of water before taking out a cell phone and posing with a big old smile. And in that moment, he found out that the 15-foot crocodile sculpture was actually a 15-foot crocodile.
Oh,
it was not a sculpture at all. And he found out that because of the crocodile locked its jaws around his arm, dragged him into the water, got him into a death roll. Now, witnesses said every so often, the croc would sit still for a minute, but it never let go of the very stupid honoree. Then he'll go back into the death roll.
Have you seen the videos?
Yeah, I haven't. But look, all in all, he was trapped in the cage with a 15-foot crocodile in its jaws for 30 minutes.
Damn.
Finally, someone who worked at the zoo, you know what they did to get the crocodile off of him? Bashed it over the head with a piece of concrete. Did not kill it, but it managed to let this guy go. Believe it or not, he survived. He was taken to the hospital.
Wow.
You saw a video of
it. There's video of it, and you cannot believe it. Like, it really...
Did it look
the crocodile like, really just hold him down for 45 minutes, 60 seconds.
Yes!
Then moves. Then holds him again. So the guy is... Like, you can see he's upright, or he's sitting, or he's laying down.
But he's just trapped.
He's just... Whatever the crocodile wants to do with that arm, he's got it, but he's not... He's staying calm. It's amazing, but it's still like, dude, what are you doing? I didn't see the first part of the video. I only saw it
was a sculpture, so he jumped in to get the picture.
I saw after that.
Yeah, so yeah. Apparently the thing was sitting perfectly still, and nobody got in there. Well, crocodile did. Crocodiles do.
Yes.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.